Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Sister Jane from the Growth Summit. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the call tonight. It is the most beautiful evening with the most stunning full moon. It's such a great time for like minds to get together and manifest, create and connect. So thank you for being here. And we're getting so close now. It's only 5 weeks before the Growth Summit kicks off. We've got so much fun stuff planned for the entire weekend, starting on the Friday night. We've got the latest research, faster EFT, the psychology of change. We've got trade tables, practitioners and organizations that are going to be sharing their information. We've got dinners and networking. It is going to be such a power-packed weekend. And we really want to support all of you in learning, growing and expanding your own skills and yourself so that you can all go out there and connect and help more people change the world. So that's what we're all about. And if you're on this call, then probably because you're also passionate about growth in yourself and in helping others. So thank you for being here once again. And tonight we've got a really exciting call planned for you. I personally heard of this woman from another expert in the industry who said to me, you need to attend her workshop. She's an absolute sweetheart and she's got so much to share. And that was my very first introduction. So Caroline Paulsen has just returned from a whirlwind trip in the UK where she was teaching, or co-teaching, I should say, Matrix Re-imprinting with the creator and her brother, Carl Dawson. She is a helper and a healer with over 30 years of experience. She's very committed to innovating and inspiring others to improve their health and well-being. She specializes in traumas, including physical and sexual abuse, bullying, PTSD, and she also has experience with multiple personality disorders. Currently, her team is introducing EFT into schools alongside a bullying awareness and strategies program. But tonight, she's sharing with us what Matrix Re-imprinting is and the 10 reasons why it rocks for newbies to experts. Caroline, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Krista Jane. I'm really excited to be talking to you tonight. And I'm glad you've got a beautiful night up there, because down here it's freezing in Melbourne. But that's okay.
The moon is just, it's gigantic and it's, I don't know, it's really glowing. I'll send you some moon energy from Sydney.
Thank you.
So over the next minutes, Caroline, you're going to be totally focused on talking to everybody that's online right now, and mm-hmm. also for people who are listening to the replay. So if you really want to get the most out of this call, you guys, I encourage you to set yourself up for success. I know myself personally, I'm a fidgeter, I am the queen of multitasking, but really it is it's a way to pretty much sabotage your success. So let everybody get focused here. Turn off your phone, put away the email, and whatever you're doing, I encourage you to just drop in and totally focus on what Caroline's got to share. So we do have interaction options for you, that being said. You can question us on Facebook. If you'd like to leave a question there for Caroline, she will answer those, or one of us will get back to you within the next 24 hours. And you can also enter your questions. If you're watching on the live webcast, just to the left of the screen, you'll see that you can put in a question to be answered. And if we have time towards the end of the call, we're going to answer those. And if we don't get to them, like I said, we will answer them within 24 hours. At the end of the call, we're going to tell you a bit more about the Growth Summit, and tonight we're going to be telling you more about our competition to win a trip on the harbour on a beautiful yacht with our experts, but more about that later. So, Caroline, I personally have always wondered about what Matrix Re-imprinting is, and it seems like people that are really into EFT are now starting to talk about Matrix what it is doing for their clients. So I'm guessing that people on this call have either wondered what Matrix Re-imprinting is, or they already know what it is and they're interested in the latest innovations to the technique. So I'm super excited to hear. Give us a roundup. What is Matrix Re-imprinting?
All right, well, matrix reimprinting is exactly what the term refers to. So if I split it up to start off with, so matrix basically, you know, we talk about our energy fields. There's a lot of specialists in this area that talk about energy, talking about the field, but the other name for that is the matrix. Okay, so that's what we mean by that. It's our own personal energy field. If you've listened to the work by Bruce Lipton, he talks about how our memories, our traumas are not held in the body. They are actually held out in that field. So what we do is we have a number of ways of accessing memories, okay, which I will go through on the workshop. And but once we've got a memory, what we do is we actually imagine stepping into the memory as opposed to bringing all the energy of it into our body. So when we do that, the process is that we step into the memory and we work with what we call our echo. Now, your echo is the younger you. That's the easiest way of saying it. Now, the younger you doesn't necessarily have to be a child, although ultimately that's where we like to head to, under the age of six. It could be what happened last week. It works just as well with traumas more recently. Okay, so that's why we call it an echo rather than inner child, just to explain that. So we use EFT to tap away the trauma. We find the belief system that was going on at the time. We reverse that belief system and we can resource the person in that memory. Now, the re-imprinting part, and I'll explain later a bit more on the benefits of this, but re-imprinting means that instead of having the memory as it was, even though it's de-traumatized, we can actually have it that when you look back on the memory, that it looks different. Okay, it might be a positive, matrix re-imprinting will change the memory into a positive picture rather than just the negative picture without trauma, if that makes sense. The re-imprinting part is a simple process that we do to send out into the field the new image, as opposed to send out this new image rather than the old image of trauma that we had.
Right. Wow. Okay. So does ECHO stand for something?
ECHO does. Yep. It's an energetic consciousness hologram, which sounds quite saluted, doesn't it? This is a name that Carl came up with actually very quickly, as he says. He came up with it in about 60 seconds. If you think about it, it's like an echo from your past. That's the way I explain it to clients, for example, because it makes it simple. But basically, what it boils down to is, you know, those images, those traumas that we visualize, that we can see from our past, are like a hologram, aren't they? Because there's something that we can visualize. So, and it's an energy. It's a hologram. So if you put the, and it's conscious, isn't it? We can, we see it. We might hear a sound or a song or taste something and we get triggered back into this memory. We start to visualize it. So it's an energetic consciousness hologram.
Right. Okay, cool. That really helps. Thank you. I guess the next question that comes into my head, just learning about matrix right now, is how is that then different from regular, like, Gary Craig type EFT?
Okay.
EFT.
Yeah. Okay. With basic EFT, with our regular EFT, what we tend to do is we come across a memory or we have an ache or a pain, and in doing that, we're actually bringing all the energy into our body. And then we will tap on how the feelings are in our body. Say, for example, chase the pain, it might start in your head and then it might go in your shoulder or something like that. So you're literally chasing it around the body. With matrix re-imprinting, we're actually avoiding doing that. And again, when I go into the 10 reasons why matrix rocks, I'll explain a bit more about that. But that's the difference. We're actually working with the memory in the field and not actually bringing all that negative energy into the body.
Right. So are you tapping at the same time?
Okay, with Matrix, typically clients will have their eyes closed, actually, because what we want them to do is to focus on their echo and not to be distracted by tapping on themselves. I mean, some people want to tap on themselves. It is rare, but that doesn't matter. They can do that, of course. But with Matrix, it is a bit different in that as a practitioner, I actually tap mainly around the hand, the finger points, the wrist, the nine gamma, and the karate chop points while they are doing this work. And that's a bit different too, because, you know, we don't need to do tapping all the time unless there's an ab reaction or we're actually specifically working on the echo, because that's the power of Matrix, is actually tapping on the echo in the memory by the client actually stepping into the memory and tapping on the echo. And that is the absolute power of Matrix.
Wow. Okay. So in that case, I guess you've kind of answered my question that I was going to say was, can you use it if you've already learned EFT or faster EFT?
Yep. Absolutely. Because what you need to know is the basics, you know, the basic tapping. Everybody has different tapping points. We use specific ones in the Matrix training, but that's not to say that people can't go away and use their own points as long as it suits, you know, their client that they're working with. Yeah, so absolutely. And, in fact, in England, when Carl teaches Matrix, he usually teaches EFT level 1 and 2 and then Matrix re-imprinting, and people will come on level 1 having no idea what EFT is or very little idea, and will do a full 5 days and know Matrix by the end of it and be quite well equipped to do that as well.
Right.
So that's how easy it can be. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then, so I'm so excited to hear these 10 reasons why Matrix rocks. Give us your first one.
Right. So, easy to use and gentle on clients. Okay, so like I was just explaining, it's very easy to use. Obviously, you know, sometimes you're going to have clients that have complex needs, have got gone through a lot of trauma, they might have a serious illness, you know. So, yes, you know, this isn't, you know, we're not going to advocate that this is a one-hit wonder. Yes, we get amazing results, but it still makes it easy to use, but it's a process. Okay. Gentle on clients, absolutely. Because, you know, like I was saying, instead of having all the energy coming into the body, we're actually working on the echo in the field. So it minimalizes the trauma that's occurring by not actually bringing it into the body. Now, that doesn't mean to say that people don't have some tears, okay? That, you know, that's unrealistic to say that, but it is far gentle, because having used both methods, it is far more gentle on clients. And, you know, later on, I'm going to introduce the light matrix within the workshop as well, and that makes it even more safer and give clients more ability to have control over what's going on, which is really, really important. Okay. So, quickly finds core issues. I think one of the things with, as an EFT practitioner, is lots and lots of practice is required to kind of recognise the core issues, isn't it? That's what it's all about, really, resolving core issues. With Matrix, the process is unbelievably easy to find the core issues. You can literally have a client that you start working with step into the memory, and the core issue can be there within a minute or two, just by asking one simple question.
Wow.
Okay, so very easy to find core issues, and once you have the core issue, then it's easy to reverse it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the things that practitioners or people that are just starting out with EFT, I know when I've taught EFT, you know, the first level, that's the thing that people are most challenged by, finding that core issue.
Yeah, that's right.
How do we get that? What questions do I ask?
Well, once we've used the tapping to de-traumatize the echo. So, you know, they might have fear, sadness, whatever it might be. So we tap away on the echo. And once we've done that and they're in a state of what I call workability, we can ask them, what was the decision that you made on that day? What was the belief about yourself or the world? And there it is.
Beautiful. So easy.
Yeah. And the echoes will tell you. You know?
There's so much in us, don't we?
Yeah. And the beauty of Matrix is that most of the work is done by the client. And at the end of the day, the client is the one with all the knowledge. And so as a practitioner, our job is just to take them through the process, really. Give a bit of advice sometimes. Maybe give suggestions within the process about resources that the echo might not have had at the time. But invariably, it's all done by the client. And clients love that. And especially children, actually, and teenagers, because it's very empowering for them. You know, rather than sitting there and expressing all the stuff that they might not want to express, they can do it in their heads, and nobody needs to know.
Yeah, right.
What's going on, you know?
Awesome.
All right. So, locates pre-conscious trauma is number three. A lot of therapies don't... are not able to access pre-conscious trauma. Okay, but with Matrix, you know, there's a couple of energy, I was mentioning, there's a few ways of actually accessing memories. One of them, well, two in particular, will get you to those pre-conscious traumas. Now, when I say pre-conscious, I'm talking from the age of 6 and under, where our brainwave state is quite different from 7 and above. And it's these memories from under 7 that we actually need to get to, because that's where all these, most of these, if not all, of the negative beliefs came from. So it's really, really important to get back to those early years. And in fact, you know, with Matrix, the way that we use it, not only can we get to those memories between 0 and 6, but also I've worked with clients in utero. Literally, when a lady was an egg, and the sperm was hurtling towards her. I've worked with clients who have needed to go back to when they were in spirit and also past lives as well.
Wow.
Yeah, now past lives, you know, we don't do past life regression as such, but if a memory comes up that is a past life, then it's relevant and we certainly need to deal with that, and we can use matrix re-imprinting on past lives just as much as good as in the current day, okay, and also dreams as well. Use matrix with dreams, so it's very, very versatile.
Wow.
Okay. Matrix,
you've got me. I'm like seriously intrigued right here. I'm like, dreams.
Well, this is why I'm so excited about it, you know. And everybody I meet, all they have to do is ask me what I do, and then I'm off. And you know, even lay people who have no idea about EFT or energy psychology are just blown away because it all makes so much sense to them, you know.
It's like folks have been waiting for, you know, energy psychology to just take off. It's the perfect time with so much crisis happening in the world that more and more people are being empowered with these tools to help each other.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And what's exciting is I, for some reason, seem to attract onto courses quite young people, like just recently, you know, I've had like a 21-year-old concreter on the course, and he was blown away by the whole concept of Matrix and EFT.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so that's brilliant. And I'll tell you a bit later on about an 18-year-old as well that was on the course when I was in England, that Carl pointed out to me as well. Quite phenomenal.
Awesome.
All right. So, sorry?
We're up to your number four.
Number four. Okay. Allows client-driven reframes and cognitive shifts. Okay. So, like I was saying before, you know, most of the work is done by the client. And in the process of matrix re-imprinting, what happens is that knowing, that shift in perception occurs very naturally without very little work from the practitioner. I've actually sat there and tapped on somebody's hand while they've gone through the process in their head for like 10 minutes in absolute silence, because that's they didn't need me at that time. And then they might come out of that and go, yep, everything's okay now. I get it. I know what happened now. I get where I was thinking differently. And, you know, so it's quite powerful.
That's amazing.
Okay. All right. So number five, fills the EFT void and creates a positive belief. Okay. So like we were saying before, with basic EFT, you know, we might do the movie technique, tap away all the energy around that, get a cognitive shift. But what we're left with is the same looking memory. It might be a bit different, but we've still got that same picture, if you will. So what Matrix does is what we can do is, say, for example, if somebody had a public speaking phobia, as I did, you can have it that you can de-traumatize, you can find out the belief, and you can visualize in the Matrix having the echo talking perfectly through that speech that they previously had messed up, basically. Okay, so what you've got then is a positive image. Okay, and with the re-imprinting process, we re-imprint that positive image of them doing it perfectly well. So that becomes in your field as opposed to the opposite.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah, so you're left with a real positive feeling, and all the neural pathways are linked to a positive sequence rather than a negative one.
Absolutely. And that re-imprinting process, we actually say, take all that new information and retrack all your neural pathways.
Wow.
So you absolutely... retracking them with this new information, and then we send it out into the field, all this new information to replace the old, yeah. Okay. Works on dissociated clients. Now, this is massive because I think one of the hardest group of clients to work with EFT is somebody who's dissociated because they have no feelings. Emotionally or physically, they tend not to have. And so, you know, it's all about coming up with innovative ways of working out where the energy is in the body. Okay, now with Matrix, what we actually want the client to be is dissociated anyway, because they're going to be working objectively with their echo when they step into the picture. So I know a number of people who have a dissociative disorder that absolutely love Matrix re-imprinting for that reason.
Perfect, because it just allows you to just get right in there even when they're not connecting with their feelings.
Yeah, and in one way, like to be dissociated, you're not kind of dealing with all those emotions that somebody has when they're not dissociated, if that makes sense. So it's in some ways it's actually a benefit to be dissociated, because you can be maybe a lot more objective.
Right.
Because you're going in there dealing with the echo.
Right.
In
it's kind of like when the client's just looking at you, you ask them a question, they say, I don't know. And they're like, oh, where do you feel that? I don't know. How do you feel?
I don't know. That's right.
And then you can just get right into it even with the Matrix.
Absolutely, because we don't need to know any. What we need to know is what the echo's feeling, not what the client's feeling.
Right.
And the echo will know, because they weren't dissociated at the time, typically.
Right. Yeah, well, that was probably, you know, a lot of the time, those big events were when they disassociated.
Mm.
Because it was just too dangerous. There was too much emotion for them to stay in the body, so they just stepped out for a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So these are good reasons why Matrix rocks. So we're up to
Number seven, allows for forgiveness and wisdom. Okay, now, you know, what I mentioned on the course is forgiveness is not always about going up to somebody and saying, I forgive you. It's about letting it go, you know, letting the trauma go, that you're not obsessing about it, because that's so detrimental for us on that subconscious level, or at conscious level even. And the wisdom, again, those cognitive shifts. It is excellent, absolutely excellent for grief and kind of going back and what we call resolving the irresolvable or unresolvable. You know, if there's been somebody who's in your life who's died, who is not in your life anymore, but you still have resentment towards, something like that is brilliant for that. I've used it quite a lot. And in a very short period of time, people can get really good resolution. So there's that one. And where are we up to, number?
Sorry, Caroline.
That's all right.
Awful for just, I guess, getting the wisdom out of all of your trauma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for being able to get that learning and understanding so that you really can move on, and almost that you can see a lot of these negative events not in a positive light, I guess, but in a being able to take something away from it and to learn and to grow from it. It sounds like Matrix Reimprinting really does that for people.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, because it's all about the misperceptions about what happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or the beliefs that we formed at that time. So if we can find out what the belief is, reverse the belief or the misperception, then, yeah, we're getting wisdom, aren't we? Because we're seeing it in a totally different light. And then, yeah, like you say, we're able to move on from that.
Yeah. And I guess it just really gives us the ability to totally reconstruct our life in a more conscious way.
Mm.
All of those decisions we made when we were children under the age of 6, like you were saying, we did so unconsciously.
Mm.
And this technique is really powerful for bringing consciousness to the old trauma so that we can live more wholly.
Yeah. And, you know, so many of the memories that we access using the Matrix process, so often I hear people say, I don't know if this happened, I don't know if it made it up, but this is what's just come up. And I'll just say to them, look, I can pretty much guarantee it actually happened.
Yeah.
If this is coming up in this process.
Mm.
And if it didn't, it's there as a visual anyway, so let's just work with it.
Yeah. So powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being seen and heard, you know, often for the very first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're up to number 8.
Number 8. Okay, I kind of touched on this a bit earlier, but sends a message to the body that the trauma is over. Okay, and that's what we're doing in that re-imprinting process, is we are, you know, taking all this new visual information and feelings, the new emotion, because when we've done this process, gone through it all and got resolution, you know, you'll have an echo that's happy, that's excited about life now, whereas before they weren't, you know, all these new positive emotions. So what we do is this process where, you know, we retract the memory, the neurons of the brain, and we get the client to actually feel all those positive emotions going all the way through the body. And we also work with colour as well, because what happens is when you get a resolution, there's a colour that occurs on the memory, and the colour is very reflective of the type of trauma that it was or the type of belief that it was. So, for example, I was isolated and abandoned, you know. But the colour, the positive colour, we also bring that in as well.
Yeah.
And take it through the body. We get the client to take it around the heart, and then we get the heart, because the heart is the sender and receiver of information, so we get the heart sending out all this new information into the field to, you know, just tell the body, the field, that that trauma's over. It's now a different understanding, a different learning, a different experience in a positive way.
Yeah. It feels like a relief just to even hear that. Send the body a message that the trauma is over. It just feels like a deep sigh even when you say that.
Yeah. Look, that, I mean, it sounds like such a simple process, but clients, you know, in varying degrees, but some clients just say, I can absolutely feel the difference in my body just using that process, let alone what they've just done, the work they've done. That re-imprinting process is massive for a lot of people. So that's great. Yeah. Okay, so number 9. Resources the client and rewrites the past. Okay. When we say resourcing the client, quite often, especially when there's a big trauma, such as abuse, bullying, you know, those traumas where there were no resource or strategy to deal with that situation, that is part of why it was such a big trauma. So what we can do in the process of Matrix is actually resource the echo when needed, okay, with various different suggestions that we might make. And sometimes it's as simple as bringing an angel or a fairy in for a little girl. You'll be amazed at how well that works. And the client goes, yeah?
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, because, you know, these echoes are like real-life human beings. And it's quite amazing how, you know, if the client might say to them, would you like an angel? And they're like, and they say, oh, my echo's so excited now that they're going to have, they can have an angel. It's quite amazing. You know, so you've got an echo that was felt lonely and isolated, and then you offer them an angel. That in itself can be enough to take away a lot of that trauma, a lot of the belief of I'm alone and isolated.
Right. So resourcing them is kind of like bringing them tools or bringing them the things that they didn't have so that they
can... At the time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And again, that's a massive thing.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, the definition of a trauma is when you don't have a strategy, there's a threat to survival. Mm. So if you can bring in these strategies to reverse that, then, you know, again, you're kind of helping with reverse the trauma.
Yeah.
As well as the EFT, of course.
Right, right. And that must really help with the grief of trauma as well, for the sadness of not having whatever it was that you didn't have at that time. Often we have mm-hmm. to, when we're doing EFT, we have to go back and, you know, deal with the grief of not having my mother mm. there, my father there, or not being protected in that situation, or... So perhaps,
right.
I haven't used this before, but perhaps using these resources would help with that.
Absolutely, because, you know, you can bring anybody into the picture. You know, they might choose to bring mum or dad in that weren't able to be there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, we're very careful not to, you know, change things that shouldn't be changed, such as, you know, tsunamis, earthquakes, people that have died, you know, we're not going to kind of bring them back to life and then you wake up and go, oh, they're not there, or that an earthquake didn't happen. Yes, it happened, but you can still take away the belief and around, you know, what happened when you were in that earthquake,
right,
and de-traumatize it that way.
Right.
So rewrites the past. Basically, you know, once you've got this learning, you've taken away all the trauma, you've found out the belief, reverse the belief, then you can rewrite your past.
Right.
Literally, quite often, more often than not, even without even trying to change the image, when somebody kind of goes back and looks at the image after the process, they will say, oh, it looks different. You know, oh, I am standing there and being able to talk, or I was empowered when I was bullied. I can see myself, I'm strong and I'm tall, and the other person's walking off now. Totally different scenario.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So number 10 uses the law of attraction. So if you imagine, you know, before the process, if you've got a negative picture in your field, then that's exactly what you're going to attract more of, isn't it? Because we know that
right.
we, when we have traumas happen to us, such as bullying, I'll stick with bullying because that's just such a well-known one, isn't it? Like, you might get bullied at school, then you get bullied in the workplace, you might marry somebody that's a bully, because it's in your law of attraction. And I say to people, like, you may as well have bully me written on my forehead, because it's in your law of attraction, it's in your energy field. So when you do the re-imprinting process and you send a new picture out of empowerment into the field, then you're going to start utilizing the law of attraction, because you're going to start attracting less of that.
Right. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
So you start attracting positive. Yeah.
Right. So basically, I mean, when you change the way you feel, you change track.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just That's the 10 reasons why Matrix reimprinting rocks. So, Caroline, what would you have to say for the people that already know Matrix? What could you share with them?
Okay, so for those that are already aware of Matrix, and also myself, you know, when I've been to England, I always go on Carl's Matrix courses, for example, because I love being an assistant on there and meeting new people and that. But I always learn something, even though I'm a Matrix trainer. And even though I'm constantly in touch with Cal, I'm always learning something. So there's always something to learn. Matrix is evolving all the time. So, you know, we might simplify something. We might bring something else in. And those that might have learned Matrix in the past, like even a couple of years ago, would benefit from seeing how we do Matrix now as opposed to even the book. You know, there are variations from when the book was published, because that was about 3 or 4 years ago now. I'll be, obviously, because I'm a practitioner as well, I'm always bringing new case studies. Every training that I do, I bring different case studies based on the most relevant and you know, recent ones that have gone, you know, give me a wow. So there's that. And the other thing is, I'm going to go through bringing a couple of new innovations, actually, which some people might not have heard of. Sharon King, but she's one of our Matrix reimprinting trainers who has also evolved the birth reimprinting process, which is just phenomenal, and she's getting massive results with people that have, say, for example, they've got a breech. And then she works with them and the baby naturally turns, or they've previously had traumatic births, and then they go on to have a normal birth as opposed to having two Caesars in the past, which is quite amazing. But aside from that, Sharon also develops what we call the light matrix, which I'm going to bring to the workshop and show you how to use that. And it's particularly good, as I was saying before, for quite situations of abuse, bullying, you know, the heavy traumas, rape, like that, sexual abuse as a child. I've used this and it works particularly well for that as well. And the other thing I'm going to bring in is I'm going to talk about colour mirrors, which, again, Sharon uses quite a lot of, and I have my aromatherapy bottles that I use now in all my sessions, and I don't like it when I haven't got them with me. So I'm going to be showing everybody how I use these aromatherapy bottles. It doesn't take away from the tapping, but what it does do is adds a really nice element to a session that people, like my clients, just love it. Even the guys think, like, it's really a nice element with the colour. They have the aroma, of course. They've got flower essences in there as well. And they find them quite relaxing as well as the tapping. So there's that.
Awesome. Yep. So during the Growth Summit, Caroline, you're going to be introducing the light matrix technique and colour mirrors. So who do you think might want to come to that workshop, or who would be appropriate to come to that workshop?
Okay, any Matrix reimprinting practitioner, you know, like I was saying, that has learned Matrix in the past, are going to benefit from the different case studies, from the new innovations, from rehearing the course again with all the updates. Anyone new to Matrix reimprinting is also going to benefit, because what I'll do is go do a basic recap of echoes and, you know, the basics of Matrix reimprinting before going on to using Matrix for the heavy trauma stuff, so that anybody even new to EFT will be able to understand what Matrix is all about. I'm going to be doing quite a lot of breakouts so that participants can get some practice with each other, and not only that, like, practice means that they're also clearing some of their own stuff. And even if they don't have, you know, the big traumas, it doesn't matter, because they can choose something that was, you know, maybe a bit less traumatic but still get some healing.
Awesome. We're never done, are we? As practitioners, even, you know, whether you're a practitioner or not, you're always going to get something out of every workshop.
Exactly.
If you're tapping on something else, you can always be clearing your own stuff at the same time.
That's right. And, you know, I think I can talk here till the cows come home about matrix reimprinting and how good it is. But as I've found on the matrix courses, people don't really understand how powerful it is until they've actually seen a demo, for example, which I will be doing on the workshop, and actually experienced it for themselves and then used it with somebody else as a practitioner to see how easy and effective that it is, and so rewarding as well when you get these great results, but so easily, almost too easily sometimes. But you know, the matrix is getting so out there now. I'll just mention that the book has now been published in 9 different countries. It originally was self-published. Hay House UK took it on. It's now been, like I say, published in 9 countries, the latest being China, which is massive when this is all about energy psychology. It's also just being, I think it's in July, it was released in by Hay House USA, which apparently is very unusual for Hay House UK, USA to take a book on that has also been published by Hay House UK. So that's massive in itself. And Carl was getting phone calls congratulating him for that achievement, which tells you something. I suppose the other thing I wanted to mention was that when I was in England, and we now have matrix reimprinting level 2, or matrix reimprinting for specific issues, which is another 2 days of training that I'm going to start doing here. There was an 18-year-old girl on that course that Carl pointed out to me, and I was supervising the breakout sessions in that course, and he said to me, go and have a listen. And, you know, I was listening to this 18-year-old who's already a matrix reimprinting practitioner, and she was just amazing. I couldn't believe it, that this 18-year-old who hasn't gone to university yet or any kind of counselling education was able to work with a middle-aged chap who, you know, at the end of that, when they were all giving feedback, said it didn't matter how old this girl was or, you know, her background, he felt totally safe in her hands and she was doing such a great job, and he got resolution from a memory. And I'm just pointing that out because it's not just, you know, it's not just her. You know, this is something that a lot of youngsters now could have as a career path, you know, and it's so accessible as well.
So exciting. And I think, you know, the younger the people are getting out there, the better we can just, you know, young people can go and teach the old people and teaching the young people. It's just the more we have out there doing it, the better.
That's right, yeah. No, I was just going to say, and it's so exciting that children, you know, like when I've worked with, say, 9-year-olds with matrix, they just love it. Because it's they get the strategies, they get the understanding of their life, and great.
Ms. Caroline, would you say at the Growth Summit, the Light Matrix workshop that you're going to be teaching, you think that that would be appropriate for people who are both new to tapping and in the same workshop?
Yeah, because it's very simple. You know, in matrix, we're just all about simplicity.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to use Light Matrix in a very simple way, the way that I use it in sessions. It's very, very simple but so effective, like we're saying, with clients, because they feel safe, they feel more in control, and that means that they're better able to deal with their past traumas. And there's no reason why somebody new to EFT won't get what that's all about.
Okay. And that being said, even a matrix reimprinting practitioner would get something out of the Light Matrix workshop.
Absolutely, because unless you've actually been on Sharon King's rebirthing course, they're highly likely not to know it.
Okay.
Okay, because I got that information from her course. Okay. You know, I got that the experience of using it and everything. So there's not many people that know how to use this. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure listening to you talk. I'm really excited to attend your workshop. I think the biggest thing about the Growth Summit is having to choose who you're going to see.
I know. Well, there's so many great presenters out there, you know, and I'm fearing that I'll be presenting and I won't be able to see.
Because Vanessa and I have thought about that. We were like, how are you going to get to see that one? And I'm going to see this one. So we've come up with an idea. We're going to record everything. So for anybody out there who's freaking out because you're going to one and you can't go to the other, we will record it so that you can, in the end, listen to everything. So we would love to hear from everybody. If you have any questions for Caroline or the Growth Summit in general, we'd love to hear from you. You can submit those on the webpage that you're listening through. Or you can send them through on Facebook or to info@thegrowthsummit.com.au. Now, if you register for the Growth Summit tonight, Caroline is going to give away, we're going to do a draw actually for one private session with her that's worth $145. And she'll do some Matrix Re imprinting with you on whatever you choose. But you just need to put through, you're buying your tickets tonight. So anytime before midnight tonight, if you want to go into the draw to win a private session with Caroline. So, Caroline, thank you again so much. It's been awesome to listen to you, and we will see you at the Growth Summit.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Great to be able to come to Sydney and meet everybody up there as well, including yourself. So thanks for the interview. It's been really good.
And thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen. Please feel free to share this with your friends. And if you have any feedback for us, please get in touch. And thank you so much. Happy full moon. We'll see you next week with Dr. Peter Stapleton. She'll be talking to us about EFT and weight loss. Okay, thanks, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
The moderator has left the conference.